Hi, this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Coach Chip Brim, and I want you to enjoy today's teaching called Passion. Find out if you're passionate in what you believe in and find out how to get that fire back. Champions have passion. Please enjoy.
The three characteristics that they have, whether you believe this or not, it's true. The first characteristic that every champion has is this. They have a dedication, or you could call it an attitude or a dedication. And here it is. I'm going to get the job done no matter what the cost. I'm going to tell you something. When I went in, when God called me in to go train champions in the body of Christ, I was in culture shock. I was in culture shock of how many negative words I'm hearing from even the Word of Faith, name it and claim it and grab it and blab it and grab it group. I'm hearing negative words slipping here and there, and champions don't talk negative. Champions don't say if we win, they say when we win. And that's all there is to it. So no matter what the cost, I'm gonna get the job done. Now in the world, they'll hurt people with that attitude. They'll do whatever it takes. It may have to hurt some people to get there. But we can use it for the right. Now, here's what I'm trying to show you. No matter the cost, I'm going to get the job done. Now, let's think about this. That means no excuses. You don't know where I come from, and I come from this background, and I don't have any money, and I educate. That is, you're not on the right track yet. You don't have it yet. I'm telling you, no matter what the cost, I'm getting the job done. Let me tell you who had this attitude. Jesus. I'm going to get this job done no matter what the cost. And let me tell you, he paid a high cost and a high price for us. He could have quit on the 22nd stripe, but he didn't. He could have quit when they nailed that first nail in his hand, but he didn't. He knew there was a prize. He knew that there was a cost involved. I'm going to get the job done no matter what the cost is. And Jesus, I want to publicly tell you now, thank you for having that champion attitude. Thank you for having that champion mentality. Forgive us for not having that mentality. Oh, we're going to go to a higher level now. Just stay with me. Paul had the same. Paul had it. I'm going to get the job done no matter what the cost. I was shipwrecked, snake bitten, beaten, thrown in prison. Don't matter. It don't matter. No excuses. As a matter of fact, he said this in the Bible. Everything else is worthless when compared with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. So, if by any means, did you catch that? Let me translate that for you. So no matter what the cost, okay? He said, I will be the one who lives in the fresh newness of life. I'll do whatever it takes. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you who else has this attitude and dedication. Satan. Now, he still thinks he's going to win. And he's our adversary, right? Now, he has this wholeheartedness. He's going to do whatever it takes to kill you, steal from you, and destroy you. He's going to do whatever it takes to devour you wholeheartedly. And if we're playing half-hearted Christian against a wholehearted opponent, your prayer ought to be, come, Lord Jesus, come. Quickly. And that's sad, and I know that's jokingly, but we need to start winning down here. We need to start winning down here, training champions for Christ. Don't just go through the motions. Just because you go to church don't mean you're seeking God. And God said, seek ye first and all these things will come. People have been going to church for years and meetings like this for years and going, where's my things? Where's my things? Are you craving him on Monday? Are you craving him on Tuesday? Are you craving him on Wednesday? Your praise and worship shouldn't be the only thing on Sunday morning. It ought to be every day you wake up with praise and worship. Every day you go through the, you see what I'm saying? Now, glory to God. The second thing that every champion has is this, they're prize-minded. All champions in the world are prize-minded. The world, it's about money and things. Can we get more cars, bigger house, boat? I want a corner office. I want this. Money and things are motivating them. Prizes are motivating them, right? In the sports world, it's money and rings. We want another ring. You hear Shaq talk about, oh, I got three. You know, Jordan's got six. I need to get, he could buy a ring company. But that's not what it's about. You got to earn that thing. Amen? You know what I'm talking about. Now, so here it is, prize-minded, and the world and the sports world, they got a hold of these things, but Christians don't. Have you ever heard this preached? We ought to be prize-minded. We should be a prize-minded church. Paul said, run the race to obtain, amplified, win the prize. I remember Jesus was prize-minded. Thank you, Lord. But he endured the cross for the prize, for the joy of it. He was prize-minded, and we were his prize. We need to become prize-minded. Paul said to the church of Corinth, he said, run the race to obtain the prize. And what he was talking about to them was the ancient Olympic Games, and he said they win two prizes. One's a wreath, that it's perishable. The other one is when they win this, because of their dedication, because of their attitude of no matter what it costs, I'm going to win this Olympics. Because of their sweat and blood and tears and everything else, because they win it, they will be known as heroes throughout all of the land. They'll be worshiped as idols and kings. They will be given glory to them. And Paul was using that as an example. We don't do it for the things that are perished, but I tell you what, there's going to be a day. There's going to be an awards assembly. We do it for the glory of God. We should run this race for the glory of God. There's going to be a time where we get up there, people. All through the Bible, I have found in my study, 87 different times it talks about prizes and rewards in the Bible. God created us to be motivated by rewards. Did you know that? He created us that way, or he'd have never said this, I'm a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. Is he just talking about heaven? He's talking about here. And all through the Bible, I'll just give you a few right here about rewards. 2 Timothy 4:8 says this, henceforth there is laid up for me the victor's crown of righteousness for being right with God and doing right, which the Lord will award me on that great day. There's going to be an awards assembly. Oh, you didn't hear me. Thank you, cricket, for that. Amen. There's going to be an awards assembly. Can you imagine that day? The Bible clearly says in 1 Corinthians, some will not receive the reward. I guarantee you, you may think that there's not going to be any sadness, brother, in heaven and all this, but I'll tell you one thing. You'll wish on that day you would have done more for God. And they'll reward you for your faithfulness, being a champion down there at those times. Oh, you remember when Satan tried to kill your son? You remember when Satan tried to kill you and you held on? Oh, can you imagine that day when he hands out the glory and Jesus with his nail-scarred hands and glory in his eyes and he calls your name down? David turns to see who you are. I'm going to be chest-bumping David. And Dad and I'll go up together. Glory to God. In Revelations it says, behold, Jesus says this, I come quickly and my reward is with me to give to every man according to his work. According to his work. So we should be prize-minded. Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Be motivated. I speak to a lot of youth camps. The kids are not motivated. I'm here because my mom and dad told me to come here. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you the truth. What are we feeding them? What are we telling them? Oh, glory to God. All right, I'll go on. Now, the third thing is this, and this is what we're going to talk about, and I finally get to preach it. Thank you, Lord, because I got a verse. Thank you, Rick Renner. Is anybody getting anything so far? We're getting down to the meat now. All right. The third thing that every champion has is passion. Now, that might sound simple to you, but hold on just for a second. Every champion, I'm not talking about win a few, lose a few. I'm talking about the ones who are on top, the Michael Jordans, the whoever it might be. Every champion has a passion in what they believe in. And I am wondering and asking the question as I go out through the world, where is the passionate church? Where are the passionate Christians today? Why do you ask that, Chip? Because passion is tangible. Passion, you can see it. It exerts from the inside out. And that's what draws the hearts of men. You got to understand that. That's what's going to draw the world. The world doesn't want to come to a boring church. They don't want to hang around boring Christians. Oh, I'm a Christian. You can't tell me I'm not passionate. I've been passionate for 60 years. Well, you forgot to tell your face that. Passion is tangible. If you don't believe me, give a $100 bill. Give a $100 bill to your teenager and tell her to go shopping at the mall. Give your credit card to your wife and say, you know, don't even worry about what you spend. Just go shopping. Now, what will happen? Something will happen. They won't act like they did. The teenager won't act like she was when she was cleaning her room. Why? She's passionate about shopping. Was she passionate about cleaning her room? No. But she is about shopping. And you can see it from the inside out. You wouldn't even have to hear a word. So many of us say we're Christians, but are we living it? Can people, can your family that you've been praying for over and over, can they see the passion of God in you without even hearing a word that you're a Christian? Because a lot of you are being observed right now at your workplace, and you are representing the church, and God is coming back for a passionate church. God was passionate. You know, Mel Gibson made a movie about Jesus, and I can't remember the name of it. Maybe you can help me. Thank you for your passion. We serve a passionate God, and He created us to be passionate. Not boring, not dull, not unexcited. Well, that's just my personality. Oh, Lord, I got something for you. But let me go on. Lord, help me do it with joy and love, since that's the theme. It's not just women, men at a Bass Pro Shop. I used to drive 2 hours out of the way on our way to our in-laws because there was a Bass Pro Shop. And I said, honey, it's not very far. Look on the map, it's only that far. I seeked after it every day. And then finally when I got in there, I swore I heard this, hallelujah. Did you hear that, honey? I've been trying to tell you that. Did you hear that? There's angels in camouflage. And now that we live over there, we live near it. Candy and I like to go in there and sit on this wood log they got, and we'll watch it. We'll go, look, honey, here's one right here. And the kids are running to the restroom, and the wife's talking, and he's like going like this. Well, is he acting like that when he goes to church?
Thanks for listening to this week's message called Passion. And I want you to remember, we have a youth rally in Branson, Missouri, the C4C Youth Rally, and that is July 28th through August 1st. It is filled, 1 week filled with fun, and faith, and we have great teaching. I'm going to teach. Mom's going to teach. Mom's going to teach the kids on the glory this year, the glorious church. If you want more information on that, that's 417-336-4877. God bless you.